Better turn it off.
E B F N.
What? Oh.
Oh yeah, Buenos just put out chips. It's the Evidence-Based Fiction Network Radio.
Whoa. But here's a story I tell you about coming to you here from former Yugoslavia. It is not called, is now called, I think, Phnom Penh, something. Anyway, I don't care. To make it, to make the point, come to America and sing song, Pop Goes Wetzel. And now, so make sure you know on the same page. Come here, Yugoslavia, and make sure same page. We go to hear his song goes all around Cobbler's Bench, Monkey Chats, then Wetzel, Monkey Taut, us all too fun. And now they go like that. They go, Pop! And this is the part that I want to make sure you have a good idea, good understanding. You know, you live here and don't maybe see how Pop goes the Wetzel. And so I give you a different perspective on it from former Yugoslavia, now known as, I believe they call it former Yugoslavia. It's now, is Phnom, it's Myanmar now, it's called, or something along those lines. I don't know I don't follow the politics since I come to America, but I do follow this thing about the Wetzel. And this Wetzel, you cannot stop him, I guess, because Wetzel is in all schools. In here, my voice goes lower because I have a war injury. Sometimes goes high. And then the war injury kicks in, let's say, and comes to lower the voice. But we will, if it did happen, we will go to it as it goes. But Pop the Wetzel, one more time, to sing this song all around Cobbler's Bench, Monkey Chest and Wetzel. And this a cobbler, he has his own monkey, I guess. In America, cobblers, they've got their own monkey, and he's got a monkey, and this monkey, not a very good employee, I would guess. He's chasing this guy all around his own, like, I guess, I would think, it's his business, but the monkey chases him around the bench in his own business. I don't know why he tolerates it, but anyway, the American, I come here from former Yugoslavia and find American, you celebrate Cobbler, and he's on the bench, and the monkey is chasing the Cobbler. But here's the thing. The Cobbler, he thinks this is so much fun. But then you think, if it's so much fun, why Why would he be? Is it? I guess what you wonder, coming from former Yugoslavia, is it fun to be chest around your own bench? I would think it is not fun. But he goes. The cobbler thought was all, and he goes, cobbler thinks it's all in fun. And my son Korbosh, he was thinking, he does not go to public school. He goes to private school. And in private school, they sing maybe about cobbler's bench, maybe two times a week, but Korbosh, he has friends, and they sing about all around and they go every week. No, not every week. Maybe three. Sometimes some of his friends sing five times a day. And then my voice get low because from a war injury. And I won't talk about the area of my body, but it is, let's just say it is subterranean. It is lower down, the injury, and it caused me to change my voice. But what did I say about Korbosh? Korbosh goes, this my son Korbosh, he's in third or eighth grade or something like that. We don't keep track in the former Yugoslavia. We don't keep track. Third grade, eighth grade, whatever. It just go, just as long as they're gone, we don't keep track of the number. But we do keep track of singing the same song too much. And in America, do not keep track of that. So we go, Korbosh, you go private school. Don't sing about the Wetzel. Not every day. Not like, this is what I was getting to. Korbosh, he has friends. And they sing about Paup goes the Wetzel. Maybe sometimes five times a day. And that's 5 days a week. You figure from, let's say, from eighth year through maybe age 14, they sing about the Wetzel. And that Wetzel, he is going five times a day. Paup goes the Wetzel. And he's going pop. And every five times a day, this is his friends in public school. But not Korbosh goes private school. They sing about the Wetzel. Even in private school, they sing about it. Maybe two times a week. Or fiscal week. Two times every fiscal week, I would say. But I don't, that coming from former Yugoslavia, now known as Myanmar, we don't keep those types of numbers about fiscal week, but you do here. So I would say, he goes, Korbosh thinks, he has questions about this guy. He goes, what about the cobbler? Why his monkey so interested in tormenting him? He's tormenting the cobbler, thinks Korbosh. And I think he's not totally off base. But I want him to keep it. I say, Korbosh, play along. We are in new country. We are not in now former Yugoslavia. We are now in America. And we need to play along with the Wetzel and the monkey and go pop. Pop, Korbosh. Just go pop. Now, here's the problem I have with Gorbosh. He goes, maybe I will go pop one time a week. I will not go pop more than one time a week. I go, Gorbosh, just go along with them. They are not from former Yugoslavia. And they don't think like this. So just, we are here, just listen, Gorbosh. And he's arguing. He is, and I kind of respect him for this in a way, but I kind of find it very irritating too. Because he goes, Gorbosh, I go, Gorbosh, just sing about the Wetzel. Sing, just pop the Wetzel, Gorbosh. Pop it. Pop it. And Gorbosh goes, I will pop it one time a week. I will not pop it every day. And I say, I'd send you to private school so you do not have to pop it every day. And he goes, I know, but they some weeks when they are short on material, they make us pop the Wetzel every day. Oh, and here's how he goes. And he goes, but he has a sarcastic tone. He was saying, I cannot imitate it, but he was all around the cobbler's bench. This is kind of how he's saying it. Not low like this. He doesn't have the war injury like I have, but he's got the cobbler's bench, monkey chest, the Wetzel, monkey chest, and all guffaw. And he doesn't do the pop. And the teacher goes, Gorbosh, what happened to the Wetzel? And he goes, I don't know. But I'm not going to pop it. I popped him on Monday. Maybe, like we'd say, for example, Monday. I don't know if it's Monday, but in the former Yugoslavia, it'd be Monday. In our language, which would be, I can't remember it even now. But we would go pop the Wetzel. And Gorbosh, he won't pop it. But anyway, this thing has come, it's coming to a head with Gorbosh. And I got to say, coming from former Yugoslavia, I don't see about the Wetzel all the time. It seemed like even in the public school, you go all around cobbler's bench, monkey chest and Wetzel, monkey chest and doll and fun, pop, pop. This, I don't do it so much because I get my old war injury kick up. And I get coughing in a low voice, all in one. Baup! Gauss den Wetzel. But my question to Americans is, why pop the Wetzel every day? Don't just pop the Wetzel. You know, it's an okay thing. Pop that cobbler's bench one time, even a week. I'd be okay with that. And then I would save money in the private school too, because I don't have to keep him out just because of the cobbler's bench and the popping the Wetzel all the time. But as long as you pop the Wetzel every five times a day, three times, even one time a day, I keep Gorbosh in private school. This my message to Americans about your schools. Don't, coming from former Yugoslavia, now known as Phnom Penh, I urge you, change your ways and don't pop the Wetzel every day. Pop it maybe one time a week. That's okay with me. I think most people say it. That's okay. Not every day. Okay. Thank you. Beck, I had to go do a thing on the internet. And but I'm back now. And anyway, you will think it's something off color. I had to go. There was bidding on two, and they said, we have two available Civil War reconstruction hats. And I thought, good way for Gorbosh to learn history. What better way than Civil War reconstruction? And you wear the hat and you go do the battle, and it is just like, not, you don't actually shoot the people, but it's like a battle. And that, and then you learn how they would build a campfire and make a bullet out of some, I don't know how they would do it, but it starts with the head. But there were two available, and the bidding was just ending, so I had to go. I did not get either one outbid. They wanted too much. I couldn't see the, but this story about my son Gorbosh, and it goes in a different direction than I may have led you to believe. He gets at his school, he gets now very, very involved in this issue of the Wetzel. Popping it. We will not pop it. And he now is leading it's in a smaller school, but he's leading a group of and this is a private school, so they don't like this kind of thing. In former Yugoslavia, this kind of thing wouldn't even get off the ground. Former Yugoslavia is now known as, I believe, as Bryn Mawr, but that is a past life for me. Anyway, Gorbosh at this private school, he organizes a group, and he says this is against an anti-fascist group, because forcing us to sing popping it, chase the Wetzel, all around the Gobler's bench, every day, chasing it, is fascist mind control. He is telling people in his school, in his group, and he gets quite several members, and they are very disrespectful and disruptive, and he's ultimately, he is kicked. They kick him out of this private school. So that's what you could probably tell that was coming down the line. But and that was a blow to our, to be honest, that's a blow to our view of America, because you're supposed to, you don't like the Wetzel, you talk about how you don't like the Wetzel. That's how you do it. It's not in former Yugoslavia. You'd say, we don't like the Wetzel, and they say, we come to get you now. But that's not supposed to be like that here, but he's kicked out of school, so now we do the hometown education, or what do you call it? You go apartment living, they call it. No, it's a type of thing where your kid stays in the house and you tell him things, and he just do it where he lives. Where you education, homeschool. He's now homeschooled. That's the thing. But now here's this strange turn of events. Gorbosh, he's now home, can study whatever he wants. And we're studying Sherman's Goes to the Ocean. That's what we study. Sherman, Civil War in America. You have to learn about the country. I say, Gorbosh, you learn the country. Gorbosh, you learn about this country, and you will be more educated, have a better time here. So we go to the book, and it's called Sherman goes to the ocean, and he is general, and he's burning everything. He's kind of like a Stalinist putsch as he goes all the way, all burning the farmers and their houses, and just it all gets burnt up. But anyway, Sherman, Gorbachev is saying, this is too heavy. It's too much. It's too much of the heaviness. And could we do something? And here's the thing where I felt like, to be honest, I felt like I was going to go crazy. Gorbachev goes, the Sherman goes to the ocean. Is it too much? It's too heavy. Could we do something light? Like maybe sing a song. Maybe Pop Goes Weasel. And I go, oh my gosh, Gorbachev, you've just pressed all my buttons. Because this Wetzel was how you got kicked out of public school. The Wetzel gets you now. You protest it because it's a fascist Wetzel chasing the cobbler. And now you're kicked out of private school, costing us lots of money. And now you come home to hometown schooling and you want to sing the Wetzel here. And anyway, this story goes on and on. But the point is, Gorbachev, he's a little flaky. And I think maybe better to get him back to regular full-time public school, where he can other kids they have some saved opinions of him. I don't know. You can call me and tell me what you think, what you do in this country. I don't know when you come up with this type of thing. And one day they want to pop the Wetzel, next day they don't. The schools are changing their minds. And you go to private school, you go to hometown schooling, it's Sherman's going to the ocean, nothing seems to work. Except, now comes back and wants to do the thing he hated. So, kind of like when, I can't even think of a historical, I was going to say when, kind of like Hitler being Jewish and then attacking the Jews, but it's not. He's not quite to that level, but it kind of puts me in the mind of that this type of thing, or type of historical things. I guess he's not at the historical level, but you know what I'm saying. So anyway, this is the Wetzel story about my son and me and coming to your country and how it goes from Pop Goes Wetzel all the way to marching Sherman goes to the ocean. And I've got some more bidding on this other hat, so I better go to the eBay and see that it doesn't get. I think I'll put my you gotta set that minimum bid a little bit higher, I think, to scare people off. Then you, this guy has three available, and sometimes I wonder if they even have, you know, more than three, but they're limiting it artificially. So I'll put in the bid and we will hopefully last.
Sorry. Suck up.
EBFN Radio is written and produced by Eric Belgum. www.ebfn.org.